Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Lonesome George, Fats Waller, and Felix Arndt, commemorate Charles Lindbergh's flight, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, May 20th in 1927 at 6:52 a.m., Charles Lindbergh took off from Roosevelt Field, Long Island, New York. 33 hours, 30 minutes, and 29.8 seconds later, his plane, the Spirit of St. Louis, touched down at the Le Bourget Aerodrome in Paris, France, and Lindbergh became the first person to fly solo across the Atlantic. When he landed, he still had 85 gallons of the 450 gallons of fuel he started with. Lindbergh and the Spirit of St. Louis returned to the U.S. aboard the USS Memphis on June 11, 1927, and on June 16th he was awarded the $25,000 prize, which had been offered in 1919 by Raymond Ortiz for the first nonstop flight between New York and Paris. From July 20th to October 23rd, Lindbergh went on a nationwide tour. Flying the Spirit of St. Louis, he touched down in all 48 states, visited 92 cities, gave 147 speeches, and rode 1,290 miles in parades. It took the Fédération Aéronautique Internationale, the sole organization authorized to certify aeronautical and astronautical world records worldwide, until August 31st to certify Lindbergh's flight as the Class C world record for nonstop flight over a distance of 5,809 kilometers, but it only took Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra 5 days to get in the studio and record this record.
Thank you. the cold gray dawn, when the stars were gone in a mighty aeroplane, flew a boy in search of fame, far across the bounding main, like a bird on high, out to do or die on his journey over there. Many million hearts beat for him, and the whole world said a prayer. For Lindbergh, oh, what a flying fool was he. Lindbergh, his name will live in history. Over the ocean he flew all alone, gambling with fate and with dangers unknown. Others may take that trip across the sea upon some future day, but take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA. Through the day and the night on his famous flight, Lindy stuck right to his post. As he flew from coast to coast, making good his early boast. In the far off west, one he loved the best said a prayer to God above, and she guided him and helped him with a mother's wondrous love. For Lindbergh, oh, what a flying fool was he. Lindbergh, his name will live in history. Over the ocean he flew all alone, gambling with fate and with dangers unknown. Others may make that trip across the sea upon some future day, but take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA. Others may make the trip across the sea upon some future day, but take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA.
Here he comes, Ernie.
Yes, here he comes, Bill.
Coming, he's a coming, hear the drumming, rum tum tumming.
See those flags, oh boy, how they fly, and see those airplanes up in the sky.
Oh, hear them humming,
Lindy's coming, Lindy's coming home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home.
When Lindy comes home to his mother.
Say, what a day from the earth to the dome.
Like the ancients of Rome, we shall welcome him home. Oh, wait and see America rise.
With one, two, three, four, 4th of July.
Oh, say, what a day from Gotham to Nome.
When Lindy comes back from across the foam.
To his home, sweet home.
Crowds are teeming, eagles screaming, bedlam breaking, history making.
Yankee doodles singing their songs. Hear that shrieking, worshiping throng.
All wild and willing, gee, it's thrilling.
Lindy's coming home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home.
When Lindy comes home to his mother.
day, what a day, what a hip hip hooray.
We'll put Europe away with the honors we'll pay. The cannons roar, you'll hear in the air.
A thousand bands will play over there.
Oh, say, what a day for poet and poem.
When Lindy comes back from across the foam
to his home, sweet home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home. When Lindy comes home to his mother. Say, what a day from the earth to the dome.
Like the ancients of Rome, we shall welcome him home.
Oh, wait and see America rise. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th of July. Oh, say, what a day from Gotham to Nome. When Lindy comes back from across the foam to his home, sweet home.
In the 2 years following Lindbergh's flight, the U.S. Copyright Office recorded 300 applications for Lindbergh songs. We began this Lindbergh set with the most famous of them, Lucky Lindy, recorded by Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra and Chorus on May 26, 1927. Lucky Lindy was written by Abel Baer and L. Wolfe Gilbert. Oh, Jack Benny just came in the studio. Jack, what do you think about L. Wolfe Gilbert?
What a songwriter. You know, he wrote Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, Down Yonder, The Peanut Vendor, Lilac Time, and oh, a great bunch of songs.
Yes, Jack, he sure did. Anyway, 30 songs about Lindbergh carried the same title, Spirit of St. Louis. A dozen were just titled Lindy, which avoided the misspelling of Lindbergh, which afflicted many of the others. Lone Eagle was the third most popular title, but some catchier titles were Won't You Take Me to Heaven, Please, Lucky Lindy Do, Like an Angel He Flew Into Our Hearts, Just Like a Butterfly Through Sun and Rain, and He Did It, The Thing That Couldn't Be Done. Lindbergh's tour of the United States after his triumphant return spawned a number of competitors for Lucky Lindy, including When Lindy Comes Home by George M. Cohan, with which Cohan made his radio debut on the eve of New York's Welcome Home ceremony. The recording of When Lindy Comes Home we heard was by the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. In between, it was Vernon Dalhart, complete with sound effects, and Lindbergh, The Eagle of the USA, which was written by Howard Johnson and Al Sherman. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, May 20th, marked the birth in 1889 in New York City of pianist and composer Felix Arndt. He composed songs for the vaudeville team of Jack Norworth and Nora Bays, as well as for Gus Edwards. He was a charter member of ASCAP and organist at New York's Trinity Church. As a staff musician for the Duo Art Reproducing Piano Company, he made over 3,000 piano rolls. He was an influence on the young and then unknown George Gershwin, who would visit Felix at his studio in the Aeolian Building on 42nd Street between 6th and 7th Avenues. Felix Arndt died on October 16, 1918, in New York, in the worldwide flu pandemic of 1918. Here's Felix Arndt.
Thank you.
Felix Arndt at the keyboard, February 19, 1917, with his composition Marionette. Before that, we heard his most famous composition, the keyboard novelty Nola, which was published in 1916 and written as an engagement gift 10 months before his wedding to Nola Locke. She was also a composer, singer, teacher, and soloist with the St. Louis Symphony. The version of Nola we just heard was by xylophonist Harry Brewer. He was born in 1901 and played with the Clico Club Eskimos, in Roxy's Gang, the stage band at the Roxy Theater in New York, and the Radio City Music Hall Orchestra. In the late 30s and early 40s, he worked for Warner Brothers and Fox and appeared in several short subjects and educational films. He worked for NBC Radio as a staff musician until his retirement in the late 70s. We began our tribute to Felix Arndt with the Desecration Rag, ragtime perversions of Dvorak's Humoresque, Liszt's Second Hungarian Rhapsody, Rustle of Spring by Sinding, and Impromptu, Polonaise Militaire, and Funeral March by Chopin. That was recorded by Victor on March 6, 1914.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. Last week, May 21st, marked the birth in 1904 in Waverly, New York, of Thomas Wright Waller, better known as Fats. His early musical training came from his grandfather, a violinist, and his mother, and by age 10 he was playing organ in his father's church. In 1918 he filled in for the regular organist at the Lincoln Theater, which turned into a permanent position. And in 1919, he won a talent contest playing ragtime pianist James P. Johnson's Carolina Shout. Fats Waller adopted the Harlem Stride style of piano playing, in which the right hand plays the melody and the left hand alternates between the bass notes and chords. From 1926 to 29, he made a series of pipe organ recordings at Trinity Church in Camden, New Jersey, and in 1928 he collaborated with James P. Johnson and Clarence Todd on the music for the Broadway revue Keep Shufflin'. In 1929, he combined talents with his close friend and regular collaborator Andy Razaf on the revue Hot Chocolates, which contained the hits Black and Blue and Ain't Misbehavin'. In 1932, he toured Europe with fellow composer Spencer Williams, playing at the Kit Kat Club in London and the Moulin Rouge in Paris. In 1934, he formed Fats Waller and His Rhythm, and the group made more than 150 sides for Victor. He appeared in 3 feature films, including Stormy Weather in 1943 with Bill Bojangles Robinson, after which he stayed on in Los Angeles for an engagement at the Zanzibar Club. On the way back to New York on the Santa Fe Chief, years of an excessive lifestyle caught up with him, and he died of pneumonia as the train pulled into Kansas City on December 15th. My interest in vintage music began about 30 years ago when I first heard Dr. Demento play Fats' Handful of Keys on his show, but here are 3 other records, none of which I've played on the show before. Thank you.
like the dimple in your chin. I love the tricky way you grin. Still you ain't no kind of catch. Doggone you gal, your socks don't match. Your teeth, they're pearly white. Your lips are sweet, and they puckle right, yes. You're the kind to lift my latch. Baby, what happens? Them socks don't match. The shoes you wear reveal your hose. They're both of a different hue. Now look, I'll tell you something. They're strangers. Why don't you let them get together, mix up something sometime? I think that you should introduce these two. You've got those fine eyes of lovely blue. You've got a beautiful pug nose. I go for that too. Yeah! So you're best of all the best. Skip it, baby. Your socks don't match. No, no, your socks don't match. Full of woe, for she never had a man who could or would propose. Suitcase Susie took a transatlantic cruise. She was searching for the one to cure her case of blues. I got a case, but I don't know what it is. From the dikes of Holland to the Nile, she kept hoping that she'd be alive. Can you imagine that jive? Suitcase Susie found her traveling aboard. So she came on, mad the guy next door. She married him, I hope she did. What kind of case is that? Thank you.
don't waste a sigh for my sympathy. Don't apologize for all you do. When you, baby, when you realize, you don't even realize I'm through with you. Try to hide your pride, that's all right. But I got somebody else by my side. Now you go your way and I'll go mine, yeah. And don't forget, there'll be no next time. Just as soon as you step out through that door, make a note of what I said before. Don't you come back here trying to cry your way back to me. No, no, it'll never happen. No, no. Get away from that, it's closed.
Fats Waller and His Rhythm and one of six issued sides from a session on March 11th, 1938, Don't Try to Cry Your Way Back to Me. Before that, from November 3rd, 1939, Fats was singing about Suitcase Susie. And we started our tribute to Fats Waller the day after Christmas, 1941, and Your Socks Don't Match, written by Leon Carr and Leo Corday. Your socks don't match, and no doubt your feet's too big, too. Thomas Fats Waller, born May 21st, 1904. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, May 20th, marked the birth in 1919 of Emmy Award-winning actor and comedian George Gobel. He made his show business debut at age 11, singing on the LWS Barn Dance radio review in Chicago. He married Alice Humecki in about 1940 and lovingly referred to her in his act as Spooky Old Alice. He served in World War II, after which he appeared in nightclubs and hotels. After 40 appearances on The Gary Moore Show and 7 on NBC's Saturday Night Review, he got his own show. The George Gobel Show premiered on NBC in 1954 and became an instant hit, winning him an Emmy in 1954 for Outstanding New Personality. In the 1970s and early 80s, he was a regular on Hollywood Squares and The Tonight Show. His favorite saying was, "Well, I'll be a dirty bird," and his nickname was Lonesome George. George Gobel died in Encino, California on February 24, 1991 at age 71. So here in honor of Lonesome George are some lonesome songs, starting off with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra. Thank you.
moonlight with no one to love. Lonesome on a June night while the stars brightly shine above. Longing for a sweetheart, oh, where can she be? Gee, I'm so lonesome in the moonlight, just the old moon and me.
trio of lonesome songs to commemorate the birthday of lonesome George Gobel. We began with Gene Goldkett and his orchestra with the vocal by James Stanley and Lonesome and Sorry from April 23, 1926. Next, with music by Abel Baer and the lyrics by Benny Russell, it was Lonesome in the Moonlight. The vocalist on that September 21, 1928 recording was Jack Parker, and Bob Herring and his orchestra were credited on the label of that particular Brunswick 78 as King Solomon and his Miners. We finished up our tribute to George Gobel with Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra and a Nat Shulkret-Gene Austin collaboration, The Lonesome Road. The Lonesome Road was included in the score for the 1927 movie version of Showboat. The vocalist on that April 26, 1929 recording was Willard Robison.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here that we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. And here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is another by Nat Shulkret and the Victor Orchestra.
Got what satisfies you, that's who. Who would I love to pet? Who is too hard to get? Who, you, that's who. Who's positively just as sweet as can be? Who's absolutely made to order for me? Gee, who have I got to win? Who simply must give in? Who, you, that's who. Thank you.
We begin this edition of This Week in Recording History with Nat Shilkret and the Victor Orchestra with the vocal refrain by Johnny Marvin and Who? You, that's who. And who wrote Who? You, that's who? Composer Milton Ager and lyricist Jack Yellen, that's who. Next, it was Frank Trumbauer and his orchestra and Shivery Stomp, recorded exactly 76 years ago today. Shivery Stomp was written by Sager Ellis and was followed by Ray Starita and his Ambassador's Band and Our Bungalow of Dreams. Our Bungalow of Dreams was written by Tommy Malley, Charlie Newman, and Joe Vergis, and the vocal trio on that May 17, 1928 recording consisted of Phil Arnold, Ted Brandt, and Eddie Pola. We finished up with Ladd's Black Aces, May 19, 1923, and I Ain't Never Had Nobody Crazy Over Me. That was written by Jimmy Durante, Johnny Stein, and Jack Roth. I'm Glenn Robison. You've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll tune in again next week. And as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.